Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Today's narrative of Harry and Meghan are evil begins with the accusation that they wore secret microphones during the Jubilee. Several pictures of Meghan Markle have circulated on the internet with claims that they show a hidden microphone. Commenting on Meghan's picture, one observer said, "There's also a long bump along the left collar flap. I haven't been able to spot the same bump in the right one." An unnamed but supposed senior royal commentator said, "At first I thought that this was some internet joke about Harry and Meghan wearing microphones to the Jubilee Thanksgiving service, but it so happens that this is much more serious than I first thought." If they're going to sneak around like that, maybe they should take lessons from William, or then again, maybe not. The BBC reported Prince William was spotted selling the newspaper Big Issue in central London. Matthew Gardner shared photos of Prince William on Rochester Row in Westminster on his social media account. He said his brother-in-law, Richard Hannant, had seen what he thought was a celebrity and took a distanced photo. Prince William then crossed the road and spoke to Mr. Hannant while wearing the iconic Big Issue uniform. The magazine is sold by homeless people, long-term unemployed people, and those who need money to avoid getting into debt, the Big Issue says. Vendors are given 5 free magazines, which are then sold to the public for £3, with additional copies bought for £1.50. Mr. Hannant said, "He was amazing. He was so friendly. I think what struck me is we've just got past a massive Jubilee event, and days later he's out there supporting a charity like Big Issue. I think what I thought was most amazing is because one is a worldwide event, and this is just a low-key event, literally standing on the side of the road with a homeless person. I was quite amazed that he could go from one massive event to such a low-key thing." The finale to this unique occasion was when Prince William asked my brother-in-law if he wanted to buy the Big Issue, to which he replied, "I have no change." At this point, William produced a mobile card machine. You cannot teach that. Priceless, or should I say, princely. More cynical media watchers pointed out that pictures did leak out, and perhaps this was just a publicity stunt. As with most things, ask yourself, if Harry did this, would the narrative be the same? Prince William and Kate Middleton looked back on the Jubilee with a social media post that addressed the antics of young Louis. "What a fantastic weekend of celebrations, seeing people across the nation coming together with family, friends and loved ones who have been extremely special," they wrote. "Thank you to everyone who turned out to show their gratitude to the Queen and her inspiring 70 years of leadership. From the crowds on the mall to communities hosting street parties up and down the country, we hope you had a weekend to remember. We all had an incredible time, especially Louis." The post added the eyes emoji. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill commented in a tweet, "I think she should start dreading the teenage years now." Princess Eugenie has caused a stir on social media after posting a photo from the Queen's Platinum Jubilee where Kate Middleton is cropped out of it. She wrote, "Thank you, Your Majesty, Granny, for 70 years of service, selflessness, and dedication. You are such a shining light for us all." Twitter users seemed less concerned that Camilla was also cropped out of the photo. Meanwhile, Andrea Levin characterizes Harry as furious for being ignored at the Jubilee. She told The Sun, "I think he would have been very, very upset that he was largely ignored. He still feels he's owed an apology. But he's the one who should apologize." He said during the Oprah interview that Charles and William were trapped. He said they'd been cut off by his father. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Sharon Osbourne says she feels sorry for Harry and Meghan. Joining the Fox News coverage of the Queen's Jubilee celebrations alongside Piers Morgan, Osbourne said Prince Harry must have some regrets over the way in which he and wife Meghan abruptly quit royal life in 2020. "The royal family has always been like a Shakespearean play for me. I have to tell you that when I saw them, Harry and Meghan, earlier on, I felt sorry for them in the way that they were parted from their family." Britain's government sent Queen Elizabeth a specially commissioned musical box to mark her Platinum Jubilee, depicting on its lid the black front door of the Prime Minister's No. 10 Downing Street office. The platinum-mounted enamel-on-copper musical box also featured portraits of the 14 British prime ministers she has met during her reign. When opened, it plays Handel's Hallelujah. On the inside lid, an inscription including the names of the cabinet can be found as a token gesture to illustrate their unwavering administration and respect for her dedication and service to her people and her beloved Commonwealth. We're seeing more signs in the slow transition to King Charles. The Daily Mail reports the Queen will miss this summer's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, with Prince Charles being lined up to represent her. Senior figures around the sporting competition have told the Daily Mail that due to her increasing frailty, the 96-year-old monarch, who is also head of the Commonwealth, is not expected to attend. Charles will stand in for his mother, with next in line William also expected to attend. Welcome to all the new listeners who found us after the Jubilee and are enjoying our little roundup of palace news and gossip. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, sometimes on weekends when there are special events, but we'll be back on Monday with the next episode. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.